Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I was looking at the rankings of the NHL teams, like, you know, power rankings, where every team is after Vegas won the Stanley Cup. We all know what happened. The Knights had 111 points this season. They beat the Jets, Oilers, Dallas, and then the Florida Panthers in the finals. Florida beat Boston, the Leafs, and the Canes to get to the finals, only to lose in five. But the rankings of worst to first, Columbus is still the worst team in the league, even though they got Johnny Hockey. They keep making trades. It doesn't matter. What could be worse, honestly, than playing for this team? I mean it. I'm not even kidding. I've made fun of it before on the air. I think it's just a drab hockey market. I don't care what anybody thinks. San Jose, 31st. They got a new GM, Mike Greer. And the Sharks did nothing all year, so I'm not surprised they're where they are. The Ducks are 30th. I wish they would have got Bedard. I really do. I think they needed him more than anybody, more than Chicago. I cannot believe Chicago got him, to be honest, with all of their sex scandals and raping players and everything else that happened in the Windy City. Everyone else got fired, and then a couple years later, they get a franchise-changing superstar player to change their fortunes. I think it's absolute BS. But either way, Anaheim is 30th. They'll get the number two pick for Tilly. He's going to be a badass for sure. They need something because that franchise is dead in the water, dead to rights. Philly's 29th. Of course, John Tortorella is there, and Keith Jones is now running the Flyers, if you can even believe it. Arizona's 28th. I see nothing good going on there at all. They're playing at Tempe at Arizona State's college rink that seats 5,000 fans. It's embarrassing. That's just all there is to it. They've always been embarrassing. I mean, I have no idea how they've even lasted in the Valley, to be honest with you. The NHL owned the team for like 5 years. They were a joke. They got joke owners now. They can't find an arena. They can't build an arena. And everything's just been a disaster. Chicago's 27th. Like I said, they got this kid Bedard coming in. It's going to change everything. Connor Bedard is an absolute magnificent player. He is going to light it up from the jump. It's all over with Kane, Taves, and their, you know, great run that they had, their little mini dynasty they had in Chicago. But they're going to build another one with this kid Bedard, that's for sure. Montreal's 26. Can you imagine that the Montreal Canadiens, with all their Stanley Cup glory, their 24 cups, that they're 26th in the NHL? They got Cole Caulfield, an 8-year deal worth $62.8 million. He's their star player. Marty St. Louis is the coach, and I think they've been a massive disappointment. Vancouver's 25th. And I have no reason to be excited about this team at all. Rick Tocchet replaced Boudreau. They have the 11th pick in the draft to try to rebuild this franchise. 24 is Ottawa. They got a new owner, Michael Andlauer, a record deal, $950 million. He bought the team, and no one's ever heard of him before. He owned 10% of the Canadiens. People still don't know him. They know him in Canada. They don't know him in the States. St. Louis is 23. How the mighty have fallen after they won the Stanley Cup, and they dealt Tarasenko and Ryan O'Reilly. So they've changed everything in St. Louis. Detroit is 22nd. It looked like they were getting better, but they missed the playoffs for the seventh straight time. Steve Yzerman has the 9th pick in the draft. The Capitals are 21st. A lot of trade talks centered around Tom Wilson. They're cleaning house in D.C. Ovi's 72 goals away from tying Wayne Gretzky. That's all they have to live for there. The Calgary Flames are ranked 20th. They lost Goudreau. They dealt Matthew Tkachuk. They got Huberto. He did nothing. They have a new GM, Craig Conroy, and a new coach, Ryan Huska, who no one knows. So good luck with all of that. Nashville is 19th. I have no idea why they're 19th. Barry Trotz is back to replace David Poile as GM. Remember, the Islanders screwed Barry Trotz, but he's back in Smashville. The Penguins are 18th. Bye-bye, Ron Hextall. And hello, Kyle Dubas. He comes in from Toronto to try to reinvent the Penguins. At least they still have Crosby. Sabres are 17th. They were pretty exciting last season when you think about it. They got a young team. They're fast. They're good. But how do they look after letting Jack Eichel get out of there and go win a Stanley Cup in Vegas? Winnipeg is 16th. They made the playoffs but got worked in 5 games by Vegas. I don't think they matter at all. The Islanders are 15th. They made the playoffs, but they lost to Carolina in 6 games in the first round. Are they going to deal Mayfield? Or are they going to give him a new deal? He's their big defenseman. Minnesota's 14th. A lot of people love this team and picked them to do well, but another first-round exit in the playoffs. They don't matter. Marc-Andre Fleury, the Flower, is 38 years old. He has a year left at $3.5 million. The Rangers are 13th. They fire their coach every couple years. It's embarrassing how many coaches that they fire. Now they've hired the recycled bottle water, Peter Laviolette, who's coached every single team in that division now. It's laughable how many jobs this guy gets. It really is. Tampa Bay is 12th. They finally had their Stanley Cup Finals run end at 3. They went out in the first round, finally, against Toronto. Speaking of finally, they finally won a playoff series, which is a miracle in itself. Seattle, the Kraken, are ranked 11th. I thought they had a hell of a run this year. They looked fantastic, so I'm not surprised where they sit. The Kings are 10th. They got so much talent, and they're young, right? Like, so they can really get it on. They pushed Edmonton to 7 games, but this is the deal. They need more toughness. They need bigger defensemen, smarter vets. Maybe Tom Wilson. How about a deal for that guy? Number 9 is Colorado. Injuries really killed them, and they had all kinds of problems with, you know, Cale Makar, Nate MacKinnon, you name it, Landeskog's injury. It all bit them hard. But they're 9th. Boston is 8th. They still can't believe that they got upset by the Florida Panthers in 7 games after leading 3-1. But they're 8th. Toronto is 7th. As I mentioned, they finally won in the playoffs, but it all came to a halt as the Panthers beat their ass, too. and Brad Treliving takes over for Kyle Dubas as the GM in T-Town. Edmonton is sixth. You'd think they'd win a cup with Connor McDavid and Draisaitl, but they never get it done. So, I mean, six is fine for me. They're overrated. I mean, when you got those two rock stars and you can't win, I'm not putting you in the top five. The Devils are fifth. Tom Fitzgerald, the GM's done a great job with the Devils. They're young, they're loaded, they're talented, they're very fast. And I thought they had a great playoff run. They're going to be tough for years to come. I put them in the top five for sure. Canes are fourth. They lost all those games to the Panthers that were so close. But they're a long-haul team. They're good. They're deep. They got a great defense, good goaltending. They have it all in Carolina. Dallas is third. I love their goalie, but, I mean, the bottom line is Ottinger didn't get it done when it mattered against Vegas. Jason Robertson, at 23 years old, is the future of this team, and he is an absolute badass. So Florida would be number two after losing the Stanley Cup final to Vegas. Great run. A solid team, talented. They got Kachuk. They got some goaltending issues they got to figure out because Bobrovsky's probably at the end of the road. And what about Vegas? They're still number one after winning the Cup, and what they did with Eichel was truly amazing. They got him. They needed a true centerman. He came in, made everybody around him better. It made Marchessault better. It made Carlson better. It made Stoney better. And they got it done in five games and beat the Florida Panthers. It's always sad when the hockey season ends. For me, anyway, I love hockey. And like we say on C2C all the time, everybody loves hockey. Everybody I know loves hockey. And a shot, and a rebound, and a kick save, and a rebound, and a kick save, and a goal, and a crossbar, tink, hit the post. I love hockey, and when it's over, it's a drag. I think the draft is boring as well. I just wanted to say that. And I'm wishing ill will on the Blackhawks because they got Bedard. They didn't deserve him. I thought the Ducks did, as I said earlier. I wish they would have got him. It would have saved the franchise in Anaheim. I'm worried about that franchise for sure. And if there's an expansion team, put it in Salt Lake. Don't put it in Atlanta, you morons.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.